Dr. Richard Ferrari and a team of researchers at the University of Missouri focused on studying how soil, saturated by the intense smoke caused by wildfires, alters plant growth. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
Discussed with this student the possibility of doing some research what the longer-term effects of smoke might have on plant regrowth after a wildfire event. We do know that fires, when used in prescribed burns, is actually a conduit for moving carbon below ground into the soil to restore soil health. How do you move study of wildfire events into a laboratory setting? Obviously, you cannot set the laboratory on fire. So we went, so we went with the next best scenario, and there's a product called Liquid Smoke, an approved product. You can buy it in the grocery store to flavor meats. It's smoke that's been condensed in cold air. So they burn hardwoods like hickory wood and condense that smoke in cold air and then dilute it in water. So Liquid Smoke has all the same chemical constituents as aerosolized smoke. So they gave us an opportunity to study the effects of soil treatment with Liquid Smoke, diluted significantly, on the plant growth traits. Now, we did these studies in sunflower only because it has a short life cycle. It will generate flowers and seed, and we can grow them in a controlled laboratory setting. One of the things we noticed when soil was treated with Liquid Smoke as compared to untreated soil, sunflower plant physiology was changed enormously.
The most amazing thing of all, changed for the better. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.